Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everyone. If you're listening to this deep dive, it probably means you're looking for a little bit of hope and inspiration to overcome anxiety. And you know what? You're definitely not alone in this.
Absolutely. Today, we're going to share the story of an anxiety recovery specialist named Sean Kasam. And what's really cool about Sean is that he's super open about his own journey, especially his experience with medication.
Yeah, he doesn't hold anything back. He shares all the ups and downs, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
And that's actually what makes his story so relatable and powerful.
So how did it all begin for him?
Well, Sean's story starts back when he was in his early 20s.
Wow, so young.
Yeah, he was having these really intense panic attacks and all sorts of physical symptoms, but he had no idea what was going on.
He must have been so scared.
Yeah, he was totally convinced that it was something physical, like some kind of hidden illness. You know, like something doctors just couldn't diagnose.
Oh, I can only imagine how frustrating that must have been.
It was. And so he kept going to different doctors, trying everything they suggested. Probiotics, antibiotics, you name it. He tried it.
It's like that feeling of desperately searching for an answer, you know?
Exactly. Like just wanting to find that one thing that will finally make it all go away.
So did he try anything besides the traditional medical route?
He did. Actually, Sean tried a lot of holistic approaches too, like supplements and chiropractors.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why he went that route?
Well, it turns out his family was really into natural remedies.
Ah, that makes sense.
His mom was a nurse and a huge believer in that stuff, so Sean really gave it his all. He even thought about going to one of those fasting retreats.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he was hoping it would somehow reset something inside him.
I can see why he'd try that, but did it work?
Sadly, no. None of it really did the trick.
Oh, man. That was a bit of a huge letdown after all that effort.
It definitely was. It's like hitting a wall after trying everything and still not finding any relief.
It's that feeling of being totally stuck and not knowing where to turn.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually where things start to shift in Sean's story.
Oh, okay. So tell me what happened next.
So Sean finally went to a general practitioner who ended up prescribing him Xanax.
And Xanax is for anxiety, right?
Yeah, it is. And even though it only gave him temporary relief, it was kind of a big moment for Sean.
Oh, so?
Well, it kind of opened his eyes to the possibility that maybe anxiety was actually the root of all his problems.
It's like a light bulb went off in his head, right?
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute, maybe this isn't just some random physical thing.
Exactly. And that realization led him to see a psychiatrist who officially diagnosed him with panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and agoraphobia.
Wow, that's a lot to process.
It is. And agoraphobia is the fear of open spaces or crowds, just so you
right.
know.
Okay, makes sense. Huh? So now he had a name for what he was going through, but what about treatment? Did the psychiatrist recommend anything?
They did, actually. The psychiatrist prescribed a combination of medications for him, paxiltrazidone and clopin.
And each of these targets different aspects of anxiety, right?
That's right. Sean mentioned that the clopin actually gave him the most immediate relief. He said it was almost like he felt normal again.
Oh, wow. That must have felt incredible after struggling for so long.
It did, but unfortunately, it didn't last very long.
Oh, no. I bet that was disappointing.
It was. And then the Paxil, which is an SSRI, a type of antidepressant that can also help with anxiety. Well, that one caused him some weight gain and made him feel emotionally numb.
It seems like medication can have some pretty intense side effects.
Yeah, it definitely can. And to make things even more complicated, the trazodone helped him fall asleep, but he couldn't stay asleep.
So even with all these medications, he was still having a rough time.
He was. And it just goes to show how differently medications can affect people. What works for one person might not work for another. And sometimes it takes a bit of trial and error to find the right combination.
So true.
Yeah.
So did Sean stick with these medications or did he decide to explore other options?
That's actually a great question, and it leads us to another really crucial part of Sean's story.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
So after being on these medications for about 6 months, Sean started to feel like they were just a Band-Aid solution.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he felt like the medications were masking the problem, but not actually addressing the root cause of his anxiety.
I see. Like he wanted to actually heal and not just cover up the symptoms.
Exactly. And that's when he made the really brave decision to start tapering off his medications.
Wow. Even though he was still experiencing all those anxiety symptoms.
Yeah, he was determined to find a way to heal from the inside out.
That's incredible. I can only imagine how difficult that must have been.
It definitely wasn't easy. But Sean was really taking ownership of his journey and ready to explore different approaches.
So what happened next? Did his anxiety get better after he stopped the medication?
That's where things get even more interesting, believe it or not. Even after he stopped the medication, Sean's struggles continued.
Really? Even after all that?
Yeah, it was like his anxiety just wouldn't quit. In fact, he even started to convince himself that maybe it wasn't anxiety after all.
So he went back to square one, wondering if it was some other undiagnosed medical condition.
Exactly. He just couldn't wrap his head around the fact that anxiety could be causing all these intense feelings and physical symptoms.
I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling. It's hard to believe that anxiety can manifest in so many different ways.
It really is. And so Sean found himself back at square one, searching for answers and exploring different treatments.
Did he try those fasting retreats again?
He actually considered it. He was like a detective trying to piece together the puzzle of his health.
Wow. I can't believe he went through all that.
Yeah.
But wait, didn't you say earlier that there was a turning point in his story?
I did, and this is where it gets really wild.
Okay, lay it on me. I'm hooked.
So get this. Sean ended up in the emergency room on his birthday.
No way. On his birthday.
Yep, because of a really severe panic attack.
Oh man, that must have been terrifying. Talk about a terrible birthday.
It was a really tough experience for him, but it ended up being a huge turning point in his journey.
You mean because of how serious the panic attack was?
Not exactly. It was more about what the ER doctor discovered.
Oh, okay. Tell me what happened.
The doctor ran a ton of tests and confirmed what Sean had been trying so hard to deny was anxiety. Plain and simple.
Wow. So all those years of searching for another explanation, and it turns out it was anxiety all along.
It's almost like that ER visit was a wake-up call forcing him to finally confront the truth.
And did that change things for him?
It absolutely did. It was actually kind of a relief in a weird way.
Relief? How come?
Well, because he could finally stop searching for other explanations and just focus on getting better.
Ah, that makes sense. It's like finally accepting the truth sets you free in a way.
Precisely. And from that moment on, Sean stopped resisting the anxiety diagnosis and started to embrace the journey of recovery.
So what did he do? Did he go back on medication?
Actually, he didn't. What he did was start reading books specifically about anxiety, like Hope and Help for Your Nerves by Claire Weeks. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, that's a classic. When I've heard so many people say that book was life-changing for them.
It's full of practical advice and encouragement for people struggling with anxiety, and it really resonated with Sean.
So he finally had some tools and strategies to help him cope.
Exactly. He also started learning about the work of Paul David, who's another expert in anxiety recovery.
It sounds like he was finally getting the right kind of help.
He was, and these resources gave him a roadmap, a way to understand and navigate the challenges of anxiety.
That's so important to have that kind of guidance when you're feeling lost and overwhelmed.
It makes all the difference. And it leads to another really fascinating part of Sean's story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what happened next. Did his perspective on medication change at all after all this?
It definitely did in some pretty surprising ways.
Well, now I'm really curious. Tell me everything.
He did. Looking back, Sean actually realized that maybe he was a little too quick to dismiss medication.
Oh, really? So he kind of came full circle in a way.
Exactly. He still chose to stay mostly medication-free during his recovery, but he did admit to taking Clopin occasionally when he felt he needed it.
So he found a balance, you know, like recognizing that medication can be a helpful tool, but not necessarily a cure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a really important distinction to make.
So in the end, what do you think is the biggest takeaway from Sean's story when it comes to medication and anxiety?
I think the biggest thing for me is how much Sean's perspective on medication evolved over time. He went from being super resistant to it to relying on it heavily, and then finally to seeing it as just one tool in his recovery toolbox. And that's a really nuanced understanding that I think a lot of people struggling with anxiety could benefit from.
Totally. It's not about being pro-medication or anti-medication. It's about finding what works best for you as an individual.
Absolutely. And a big part of that is working closely with your doctor, being honest about your concerns, and exploring all the options together.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, one thing I was really curious about was the potential for dependency and withdrawal, especially with those benzodiazepines like Clopin. Did Sean talk about that at all?
He did, actually. He addressed it head on, which I really appreciated. He acknowledged that the fear of dependency is totally understandable.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're already dealing with anxiety.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in those fears.
For sure. But Sean also made a good point about how doctors are very aware of that risk and take precautions to prevent it.
That's reassuring to hear.
It is. And he also talked about how withdrawal symptoms can be managed through a careful tapering process under a doctor's supervision.
So it's not something you have to go through alone.
Exactly. You've got professional support every step of the way. And I thought it was interesting how Sean reframed the whole idea of withdrawal as rebound anxiety.
Rebound anxiety? I've never recalled that before.
Yeah, it's still challenging, of course, but it's also a chance to practice those coping mechanisms you're learning and build confidence in your ability to manage anxiety.
That's such a great way to look at it. Instead of seeing it as this scary negative experience, you can approach it as an opportunity for growth.
Exactly. It's like proof that you can handle those tough feelings and come out stronger on the other side.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
So if we were to distill Sean's whole experience down to one key message for someone who's struggling with anxiety, what would you say it is?
I think it would be this. Recovery is possible. It might not be easy and it might not happen overnight, but there's always hope. And it's not about eliminating anxiety altogether, but about learning to understand it, manage it, and prevent it from controlling your life.
It's about finding that sense of empowerment where anxiety doesn't hold you back anymore.
Right. And it's so important to remember that you're not alone in this journey. There are resources available, people who understand, and strategies that can help.
I love that Sean emphasized the importance of finding a guide or a mentor, someone who truly gets anxiety recovery. It could be a therapist, a support group, or even someone who's successfully navigated their own anxiety journey.
Having that kind of support can make all the difference.
It's like having a Sherpa guiding you through the challenging terrain of anxiety recovery.
Exactly. You don't have to do this alone. So true. It's like having someone who really gets it, you know? Someone who's been there and can help you navigate all the tough parts.
Yeah, it's like having a teammate in your corner cheering you on and helping you stay on track.
Exactly. And you know, Sean's story is so inspiring because he went through so much. But he never gave up on finding a way to heal.
He really shows us that recovery is possible.
It might not always be easy and it might not be a straight line, you know? There will be bumps along the way.
Yeah, there will be setbacks and challenges.
But there's always hope.
I love that. And I think it's so important to remember that it's not about eliminating anxiety altogether.
Right. It's more about learning to understand it.
Yeah, like getting to know your anxiety.
And learning how to manage it so it doesn't control your life.
It's about finding that sense of empowerment, you know, where anxiety doesn't hold you back anymore.
Absolutely. And remember how Sean went from being so against medication to really relying on it and then finally to seeing it as just one tool among many.
Yeah, he really came full circle.
He did. And that's such a powerful lesson because it shows us that it's okay to change our minds.
It's okay to try different things.
And to figure out what works best for us as individuals.
And most importantly, to do it in consultation with our doctors.
Exactly, because they can provide guidance and support along the way.
You know, it's like Sean found his path by learning from others like Claire Weeks and Paul David.
Oh, yeah. He really dove into their work and their insights.
He learned from their experiences and used that knowledge to create his own toolbox for managing anxiety.
And those resources are out there for all of us.
There are so many books and websites and even podcasts like this one that offer guidance and support.
Exactly. You don't have to figure this out all on your own.
And that's what we really want you to take away from this deep dive. You are not alone.
There is hope.
There's help.
And there's a whole community of people who get it.
People who understand what you're going through.
Sean found his path, and you can too.
It all starts with taking that first step.
Reaching out for support and believing that recovery is possible.
So as you continue on your journey, remember to be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress and never, ever give up hope.
You've got this. We believe in you.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into anxiety and medication.
We hope you found it helpful and encouraging.
Until next time, take care.